If you're changing a company at a limited partnership or a corporation to the LLC form, the limited liability company form, you need to be aware that there are a couple of pitfalls. One is, whenever you're changing an entity structure, you need to have an accountant at your side, because it's very easy to wander very innocently into what the IRS is going to consider a taxable gain. You didn't think you had any gain. In fact, you thought you were losing money. But in these transfers, we have equity interests, we have profit interests, and we have capital interests. All those partners have capital accounts. When you start transferring things around, the funny thing is the IRS has an interesting way of saying what's profit, what's not profit, where there's gain, and where there's not gain. So always have an accountant with you. One of the other major places that you can get caught is in the employment wage basis. That can change unexpectedly when you make an entity change. So watch for these types of things if you are changing one entity into an LLC. And it's not a bad idea in many cases to make the change.
Once you decide to set up your LLC, the question always is, okay, which state do we put it in? And there are lots of people out there saying, put it in Nevada, put it in Delaware, put it in Colorado or Wyoming or half a dozen other different places. No, you basically set it up in the state where you are doing business. That's always going to be the case. Where you're doing business, or if you own real estate in the LLC, then you will set it up in the state where the real estate is. Now, you can set it up in any state, I'll give you that, but then you have to pay all of that state's fees. If it isn't the state where you live, you have to pay for a registered agent, and the costs mount up. You're always going to have to register that company in the state where you are doing business, or in the state where the property is owned by the company. And we get these real estate guys all the time that say, oh, set up a Nevada LLC and own your Florida real estate in the Nevada LLC. And that's okay. But if I'm the renter, the tenant, and I find out that the rental unit is owned by a company in Nevada that's not registered in Florida, guess what? I stop paying my rent. And there's nothing you can do about it, because the owner of that rental unit is not recognized as a citizen of the state of Florida. They have no rights in Florida. They can't evict me. They can't do anything. So you will always have to register the company in the state where you are doing business or where the company owns property. And this is an LLC or a corporation or a limited partnership or whatever it is. So why set it up in Nevada if I'm not doing business in Nevada and I don't own any property in Nevada? Well, I certainly wouldn't. I would set it up originally in Florida, where the piece of property is. All states have liability shielding. All states have the tax stuff. Basically, there is no advantage to incorporating in one of these other states. In fact, it's a disadvantage in 99.9% of the cases. The only time that I would ever consider putting a corporation in Nevada, if I were doing business or own property in other states, is if I am doing business and owning property in multiple states. Then maybe Nevada would be a good choice. However, you are going to have to register your LLC in each state where you do business or where the company owns property.